Remember the president's job creation plan? Yeah, about that.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, the opposition to President Obama's jobs plan is growing, both from Republicans and even some Democrats. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up this morning. The Dow up 70 points or 0.6% at 11,503. The NASDAQ up 0.5% and the S&P 500 up 0.7% right now. News out of a European finance minister's meeting in Poland this morning is that a decision on whether to let Greece have its next round of bailout funding won't come until October. Also, this news just in from London, the so-called rogue trader who allegedly caused $2 billion worth of losses at the Swiss bank UBS has been charged with fraud. Now let's get to the job market here in the United States. It has been just over a week since President Obama laid out his job creation plan to Congress. He's been out and about saying lawmakers should pass his $450 billion package as is. But just this morning, the Republican House Majority Leader Eric Cantor said he rejects the president's, quote, all or nothing approach on the jobs bill. And some Democrats have been critical as well. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial. He's with us live now, as he is every Friday. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Chris, opposition growing. Are economists like you expecting this jobs plan to go anywhere?
I'm not. There will be bits and pieces of it that make it through, I'm sure. But there's so much opposition in Washington, and it's not just the Republicans. As you said, there are some Democrats in the Senate particularly who are uncomfortable with the tax break on Social Security taxes because they say it sets up Social Security to be the fall guy for budget cuts down the road.
So if we don't get a big package on jobs in the near future, what happens to the economy?
Well, I'm more than a little nervous about that because the economy is still growing, but it's growing very close to stall speed, which means we're vulnerable to a shock pushing us back into recession. I think ultimately it increases the odds we see further stimulus from the Federal Reserve to keep things going.
And Chris, quickly, you know, there are people who obviously would feel it if nothing gets passed who are unemployed. But what about for those people who are employed? Would they feel a dip in the economy if nothing gets passed?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're seeing continuously slower growth in income. It's a real squeeze, and it seems to be falling primarily on the middle class.
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.
Well, markets may be up overall this morning, but here is one stock that is not. Research in Motion, the maker of the BlackBerry, is trading down 20%. That's because after the markets closed yesterday, the company said sales of tablets were less than half what analysts were expecting, and sales of smartphones were nothing to call home about either. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
It used to be BlackBerry was the business smartphone, but that started to change. Now companies are outfitting employees with the Apple iPhone and smartphones that run on the Android operating system.
People have been enticed by the touch screens and then, of course, the accessibility and usability of the app stores.
That's Rachel Lashford. She's a telecom analyst with Canalys in Singapore. While the market changed, Research in Motion was reluctant to change its product. Analyst Adam Leach is with Ovum in London.
The BlackBerry smartphones were in the market. The portfolio that RIM were relying on was getting quite old and really needed a refresh.
RIM has started to do just that. Too late for the second quarter, but Rachel Lashford says new products bode well for the company. Reports of RIM's demise, she says, are premature.
Still a top five player, and it's still shipping significant volumes worldwide.
To South America and to countries like South Africa and the UK. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. and by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
Now to the world's biggest retailer, Walmart. When the company does something, even if it's as small as changing which brand of light bulbs it sells, it has huge implications. Well, now, as Marketplace's Eve Tro reports, Walmart is giving a solar energy company a boost.
Walmart sees renewable energy as a way to save money. Joel McCower at greenbiz.com says long-term contracts for solar power insulate Walmart from roller coaster prices on the grid.
They can lock in lower energy prices. They can predict their electricity costs years out from now.
Walmart's banking heavily on SolarCity, a company that uses emerging technology in thin solar film instead of traditional solar panels. Next week, SolarCity and Walmart will expand their partnership. Lawrence Gassman at Nano Markets says Walmart does take on risk by backing a newish technology, but it's a different kind of risk than government loans.
They make judgment calls based entirely on profit, whereas the government is trying to do some stuff which has to do with jobs, which is a much harder way to do investment.
SolarCity just landed a big loan guarantee from the government, $344 million, as part of a deal to put solar power on military housing. Gassman says the solar industry now attracts enough private money that the government guarantees are not essential, but federal subsidies are crucial for growth. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And finally, you know those surveys that tell us how much work time we waste on Facebook or the NCAA basketball tournament pools? Well, there's a new one that says American companies lose $1.5 billion in productivity because employees are playing the game Angry Birds for 200 million minutes a day. Now, I'd like to see a survey about how much money these surveys are costing our economy in lost productivity. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Before you start calling people sellouts, remember, everybody's got to eat.
Artists love to create music and love to make money from their music. Everybody is a marketer.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the advertising sounds of Paul Simon. That story, the numbers from Wall Street and the day's business news. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.